知音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2020年3月1日，星期日。我们今天又非常非常的荣幸的邀请到了圣亚的我们以及我们圣亚的大叔 Krishna Baladeva 伯为我们继续讲述今天的圣典波迦瓦堂的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
नमो भगवते
ओम
वासुदेवाय
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is second canto, chapter 7, Scheduled Incarnations with Specific Functions. And today you're reading from text number 47.
今天继续阅读圣典波迦瓦坛第二篇第七章，其特殊作用的化身。我们今天要阅读的诗节是第47诗节。
Shashvat
Shashvat
Prashantam
Prashantam
अभयम्
अपायम्
प्रतिबोधमात्रम्
प्रतिबोधमात्रम्
शाश्वत प्रसन्तम् अभयम् प्रतिबोधमात्रम्
शाश्वत प्रसन्तम् अभयम् प्रतिबोधमात्रम्
शुद्धम्
शुद्धम्
सामम्
Saman
Satasat
Satasat
Paramatma Tatvam
Paramatma Tatvam
Shudam Samam Sadasat Paramatma Tatvam
Shudam Sama Sadasat Paramatma Tatvam
Shabda
Shabda
Na.
Na.
Yatra.
Yatra.
Purukarakavam.
Purukarakavam.
Kriya Artha.
Kriya Artha.
Shabdo na yatra purukarakavam kriya artho.
Shabdo na yatra purukarakavam kriyarto
Maya
Maya
Paraiti
Paraiti
Abhimuke
Abhimuke
Cha
Cha
Vilajamana
Vilajamana
Maya parayati abhimukhe cha vilajamana.
Maya parayati abhimukhe cha vilajamana.
Tat.
Tat.
Vai.
Vai.
Padam.
Padam.
Bhagavata.
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 Paramasya.
Paramasya
Pumsa
Pumsa
Tadvai Padam Bhagavata Paramasya Pumso
Tadvai Padam Bhagavata Paramasya Pumso
Brahma
Brahma
Iti
Iti
Yat
Yat
Vidu,
Vidu,
Ajashra,
Ajashra,
Sukham,
Sukham,
Vishokham,
Vishokham,
Brahmeti yad Vidu Rajashra Sukham Vishokham,
Brahmeti yad Vidu Ajashra Sukham Vishokham.
Shashvat prashantam abhayam pratibodhamatram.
Shashva prasaram madhyam pratibodhamatram.
Shudam samam sadasat paramatmatatvam.
Shudam samasadasada paramatmatatvam.
Tapto nayatra puru karakavan kayarto.
Shabdo na yatra puru karakavan kriyardo.
Maya para itiya bimukecha vilajamana.
Maya para ti ambimukecha vilajamana.
Tadvai padam bhagavata paramasya pumso.
Tatvai padam bhagavanda param mamsya pumso.
Brahmeti ad vidura jashra shukam vishokam.
Brahmeti ad vidura jashra shukam vishokam.
Okay, word forward meaning. Shashvat.
Sir Ashu, your voice is distant away.
Is decent? No. Even now?
No, it's still. I think it's because of the microphone.
Okay, I'm going to try with my wired.
Okay. Wires. Okay. 对不起，请大家稍微等一下，因为我这里面听到阿叔的声音很远，所以阿叔在那边稍微调整一下。
Okay, now?
Now it's perfect.
Perfect. Why you?
Perfect.
Perfect. Okay, Shashvat.
Shashvat. 永恒
Prashantam.
Prashantam. 不被打扰
Abhayam.
Abhayam. 没有恐惧
Pratibodhamatram.
Pratibodhamatram, 相对于物质概念的知觉。
Shuddham,
Shuddham, 没有被污染的。
Samam,
Samam, 没有区分。
Sadasata,
Sadasata, 原因和影响。
Paramatmatatvam.
Paramatmatatvam. 主要的原因的原则。
Shabda.
Shabda. 吹敲的声音。
Na.
Na. 也不。
Yatra.
Yatra. 那儿有。
Puru Karakavan.
Puru Karakavan.由功利性活动的影响的
Kriya Artha
Kriya Artha 由祭祀而影响的
Maya
Maya 虚幻
Parayiti
Parayiti 飞走了
Abhimukhe
Abhimukhe 在什么之前
Cha,
cha, ye.
Vilajamana,
vilajamana, 由什么而屈辱
Tat,
tat, na.
Vai,
vai, 必然的
Padam,
padam, 终极阶段
Bhagavata,
Bhagavata, 至尊人格守神的
Paramasya,
Paramasya, 至尊的。
Pumsa,
Pumsa, 人的。
Brahma,
Brahma, 绝对。
Iti,
Iti, 因此。
Yet.
Yet. 哪个
？We do.
We do. 被认知为。
Ashrad. Sukham.
喜乐，快乐。
We shall come.
We shall come. 没有悲伤。
Translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文：绝对 Brahman 凡充满无限的喜悦且毫无忧伤。绝对 Brahman 无疑是至高无上的享受者，人格守神。他永远没有忧虑和恐惧。他与物质相反，是完全有意识的。他不受污染，没有分别心，是一切原因和结果的根源。在他那里既不存在为功利性活动而举行的祭祀，也没有错觉能量的立足之地。要旨：至尊的享受者是人格守神，是一切原因的最初原因，因此是至尊 Brahman 凡至善。由于非人格 Brahman 的概念与物质存在的错误概念完全相反，所以对非人格凡的认知是真正了解至尊主的第一步。换言之，非人格 Brahman 是绝对者的一个特征，不同于物质的多样化，这就像光与黑暗截然不同一样。然而对光有进一步认识的人能够看见光是色彩斑斓的。同样，对 Brahman 的最高认识就是认知到凡头的源头，就是认知到梵光的源头，至尊人格守神，或称至善及万事万物的起源。因此，与人格守神相会，也包括开始认知与物质缺陷形成对比的非人格 Brahman。认识人格守神是 Brahman 觉悟的第三步。正如圣典波迦瓦坛第一篇中解释的，人必须了解绝对者的三个特征，那就是 Brahman 超灵 Bhagavan 与物质意识相反的意识，正是与物质存在相反的概念。物质世界中有物质痛苦，因此对 Brahman 的认识首先是对物质缺陷的否定，痛苦的永恒存在，那便是对非人格凡 Brahman 的基本概念。至尊主是一切的超灵，因此在有关至尊者的概念中也有对感情的认知，灵魂对灵魂之间的关系引发的感情。父亲之所以对儿子有感情，是因为儿子和父亲有一种亲密的关系，但在物质世界里那份感情是充满缺陷的。然而当人遇到人格守神时，感情便被充分地展现了出来，因为这种感情关系才是真实的。至尊主是处在每一个生物体心中的超灵，因此它不是物质躯体和心念所爱的对象，而是全体生物所爱的完整无遮盖没受过污染的对象。到解脱的阶段时，对至尊主成熟的爱便复苏了，从此永恒的快乐便源源不断地涌流出来。这种快乐与我们在物质世界里的体验到的有中断有恐惧的快乐不同，我们与至尊主的关系是永不中断的，因此不存在悲痛和恐惧。这种快乐既非语言所能形容，也不是靠从事举行祭祀等功利性活动所能够体会到的。我们还应该知道，这节诗中所描述的透过与至尊人人格守神交流所得到的没有中断的快乐，超越众多的奥义书中所谈论的神的非人格概念。奥义书中对神的非人格概念的阐述或多或少是对事物的物质概念的否定，但并没有否认至尊主有超然的感官。这节诗中也证实了对物质元素的说明，至尊主的感官都是超然的，免于一切与物质认同的污染。不仅如此，解脱了的灵魂也不是没有感官的， 否则不可能不受阻碍地与至尊主进行灵性快乐的交流，享受源源不断涌流出来的快乐。至尊主和他的奉献者所具有的全部感官都没有以及诗中明确提出的 不仅如此，解脱了的灵魂也不是没有感官的，否则不可能不受物质的至尊主进行灵性快乐的交流，享受源源不断涌流出的快乐。至尊主和他的奉献者所具有的全部感官都没有物质污染，其中的原因正如这节诗中明确提出的，是因为他们超越物质的原因和结果。物质的错觉能量在至尊主和他超然的奉献者面前感到羞愧，因此无法起作用。物质世界里的感官活动不可能没有悲伤，但这节诗中清楚地说，至尊主和奉献者的感官不存在丝毫悲伤。物质感官和灵性感官有着天壤之别，人应该了解，千万不要因为物质感官而否定灵性感官的存在。物质世界中的感官满载着物质愚昧，权威人士推荐我们用所有的方法净化感官，去除物质概念。在物质世界里，感官被用来满足个人，相反，在灵性世界中，感官被正确的用来满足至尊主，而这正是感官的原本用途，这样的感官才是自然的。正因为如此，正因为感官得到了灵性的净化，那里的感官满足才不会因为物质污染而中断。那种感官满足由超然的交流者所共同分享。灵性世界的活动因为都是无限和一直不断增加的，所以没有物质努力或人为安排的余地。这样超然的快乐称为灵性的快乐。有关这种快乐，第五篇中会有清楚的描述。译文：绝对布拉曼凡充满无限的喜乐，且毫无忧伤。绝对布拉曼无疑是至高无上的享受者，人格守神。他永远没有忧虑和恐惧。他与物质相反，是完全有意识的。他不受污染，没有分别心，是一切原因和结果的根源。在他那里既不存在为功利性活动而举行的祭祀，也没有错觉能量的立足之地。
Om Gena Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Panchakaupa Tarubhya Cha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here we continue seeing Lord Brahma speaking with his son Narada Muni.
我们在这里继续聆听主 Brahma 在向他的儿子 Narada Muni 的讲述。
After describing the many potencies of the Lord, how he manifests in so many expansions and so many entities that he empowers in this material world, now he is describing about the glories of the Supreme Lord himself.
当他讲述了很多的主的化身，主他是如何通过他所赋予的能量的这个人物以及他的这个不同的化身进入到这个世界之后呢？现在他讲述主本人了。
The Supreme Lord is a Somu Bonum, means he is the goal, the highest goal to be attained by a spiritual practice.
描述为是 somo bono， 也就是说呢，它是灵性修习所要追求的最高的目标。
This is the highest thing we are meant to achieve。
这是我们要追求的最高的目标。
And we all have the right to achieve this。
而我们每一个人都有权利去追求这一最高的目标。
Because it is our constitutional position。
因为这本来就是我们最原定的位置所在。
We are all very intimately connected with the Supreme Lord in his topmost feature as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
那我们每一个人呢，都和主的最高的形象至尊人格首神有着亲密的连接。
We see ourselves as persons.
那我们把自己看作是一个人。
And you see others as persons also.
那我们把别人呢，我们在看待别人的时候呢，也把人别人看成是人。
In a material world, to have a sane, a very satisfying relationship, we have to consider others as persons and behave in a personal way.
中呢，当我们要想和别人保持很好的关系的时候，我们就要以人去对待对方，并且呢，要以最好的这种行为举止去和别人保持关系。
And we all notice that to develop a personal relationship with others is something that we need to do. It's something that we cannot go without.
而且我们发现呢。去和别人保持很好的个人的关系，这是我们必须要做的事情。如果我们要是不这么做的话呢，这个生活是没有办法过下去的。
We all in the material world, we all strive to have very affectionate personal relationships with other persons.
那我们生活在这个物质世界，很好的个人的关系。
It's very.And if a person has no personal relationship with others, then he is in trouble. His situation is not natural.
如果一个人他和别人没有好的个人的关系的话，那他就处于麻烦之中了，因为他所处在的这种状态是不自然的。
A person may be very wealthy, have a great position, etc. But if he has no personal, loving personal relationship with others, this person is lonely, he's empty.
如果这个人他很富有，也许可能他还位居高位，但是他如果要是没有和他人的很好的个人关系的话，那他就会生活在一个非常空洞的、非常孤独的世界里。
He may have many facilities for sense enjoyment, but he is not happy.
他也许有很多的设施让他进行感官享乐，可是他不快乐。
Without having personal loving relationships, we are incomplete.
所以如果没有亲身的个人的关系的话，那我们就处于不完整的状态。
Means that in our hearts there is a vacuum, a emptiness.
也就是说呢，在我们的内心中有一种空洞。
And actually, these are the people, the most miserable people in this world.
那么这个呢，是在这个世界的最痛苦的一群人了。
It's not the lack of material facilities that make a person unhappy or miserable.
并不是因为缺少了物质的设施而使人们变得不快乐或者变得痛苦。
Because we know that in very poor countries,Where they materially they are very poor, they are very poor. They don't have the good facilities to live. They have so many problems, but still can be very happy people simply because they have very loving personal relationships.
那我们知道，在一些很贫穷的国家。那这里面生活的人呢，他们没有很好的物质的生活设施，他们这个生活状况也是很贫穷的， 但是呢，就是由于他们有充满了爱的个人的关系，使得他们依然感到很快乐。
These personal loving relationships have nothing to do with the bodies.
而这种很好的个人的关系呢，和这个躯体是没有关系的。
We love other people not because of their bodies.
我们爱其他的人，并不是由于爱他们的，并不是因为他们的躯体。
Because if their bodies died, we don't love those bodies anymore. We stay away from those bodies.
因为当这些躯体死去了以后呢，我们就不会再爱这个躯体了，我们会离这个躯体远远的。
This proves that in fact what we love is the soul, the real person.
所以这个也就证明了我们真正爱的是灵魂，是这个真正的人。
But because of ignorance, because we identify with our material bodies and others identify with their material bodies, we think that this personal loving affection is between one body and another body.
但是由于无知呢，由于我们认同于我们自己的躯体，以及其他的人认同于他们的躯体，导致了我们认为我们之前的这种情感是基于躯体而产生的情感。
But actually, the real relationship is between the soul and the soul.
但是真正的关系是在灵魂和灵魂之间所建立起来的关系。
So until we realize that we are spiritual souls, we cannot really have the full experience of a loving relationship.
所以直到我们觉悟到我们是灵性的灵魂时，我们是没有办法完全的觉知到这个我全面的爱的关系的。
We cannot really have a really experience of love because we think of ourselves just as material bodies.
那么就是由于我们觉得我们是这具躯体，所以我们是没有办法完全的去体验这份爱的。
That's why the first spiritual realization that comes is a realization that we are not these bodies.
这也就是为什么我们首先需要达到的灵性的觉悟是觉悟到我们并不是这具躯体。
We are spiritual souls. We are spirit. Our nature is spiritual. It's not material.
所以我们是灵性的灵魂，而我们的本质呢是灵性的，并不是物质的。
So this is the first aspect of spiritual realization. We are Brahman. We are spirit.
所以呢，这是我们在灵性觉悟上的第一个方面，也就是说，我们是 Brahman， 我们是灵性的。
So when we realize Brahman, when you realize that we are spiritual, we have nothing to do with these material bodies, and all others spiritual beings, they have nothing to do with their material bodies. Then we become free from the miseries that are connected with the material bodies.
所以呢，当我们意识到我们是灵魂的，我们并不是这具物质的躯体，和这具物质的躯体没有关系，然后也意识到其他的那些生物体和物质躯体没有关系的时候，那我们也就开始摆脱了这物质的痛苦了。
Because pain, miseries, they arise only because of the body, because we identify with the bodies.
因为这个痛苦呢，还有这种就是痛苦和疼痛吧，这些只是因为我们这个认同于这具躯体，所以才会产生的。
Bodies are made of material energy.
因为我们的身体呢是由物质的元素所构成的，物质的能量所构成的。
And everything in material energy is affected by different negative situations.
而物质能量呢，它是被各种各样的负面的情形所影响着的。
There's a feeling of birth, there's a feeling of death, disease, old age.
比如说呢，它会有生的感觉，有死的感觉，有年迈的感觉，也有病痛的感觉。
And all these different feelings can give us a sensation sometimes of excitement, satisfaction, but oftentimes they produce pain, they produce misery.
那么就是这些感觉呢，它会给我们各种各样的感受。那么有的时候这种感受呢是非常的令人兴奋的，但是大部分的时候这种感受呢都是痛苦的。
So there is pain and existence is temporary. We know there's a beginning, there will be an end. Everything is as a beginning, everything as an end.
但是呢，这种痛苦呢，它是有开始，它有结束的。我们大家都知道，就是这种疼，它不会持续，它是会有始有终的，是临时的。
So not only is full of miseries, this existence full of misery, but it's also temporary.
所以呢，不仅仅是充满了痛苦，而且呢是短暂的。
Means even if you achieve to attain some kind of satisfaction in this material existence, that satisfaction eventually fades away because it's temporary.
也就意味着，即使你在这个物质存在中获得了一些很了不起的成功，但是呢这些成功它也会烟消云散的，因为它是不持久不永恒的。
That's the nature of material nature, material world, everything is temporary.
而这也呢也就是物质世界的物质残的本性，一切都是短暂临时的。
So what we need, when it needed initially is to realize thatWe are nothing. We have nothing to do with this material existence.
所以我们需要做什么呢？我们需要就是最开始的时候就先要去觉知到我们和这物质存在没有任何的关系。
Means to first we want to realize that our existence is actually eternal. It's not temporary.
也就意味着我们需要意识到我们的存在实际上是永恒的。
And not only is eternal, but is free from birth, death, old age, and disease, and so many other miseries.
不仅是永恒的，而且呢是摆脱了生老病死以及其他的各种痛苦的。
So this is the we could say is the first stage of spiritual of God realization.
那么所以我们可以说呢，这是对神觉的第一步，第一个阶段。
Most spiritualists, they are just interested or they only have knowledge of this first stage.
但是大部分的大部分的这个灵性主义者呢，他们只是就对这第一个阶段感兴趣。
Mainly because they don't have knowledge of higher spiritual realization.
那么最主要的原因呢，是由于他们没有更高的灵性的觉悟的知识。
And you see, for instance, Buddhists and impersonalists, they're all interested just to.Terminate their material existence so they can experience a spiritual existence.
那就比如说像是这个修佛的人士，还有一些非人格主义的人士，那他们呢就是想要达到一个不再就是终止他们的物质存在的这种状态。
So it means.To terminate, to become free from material miseries, to become free from death.
因为这样的话呢，就能够使他们终止物质的痛苦，而且呢，也就不会再去受这个死亡之苦了。
And certainly, this is already a wonderful pursuit in life to try to become free from miseries, try to become to achieve an eternal existence. This is already wonderful.
那么在人生中如果能够达到这样的境地，其实已经是一个很美好的状态了，就是希望能够终止受苦。
But this is just the beginning.
但是这只是一个开始。
When once we have realized our spiritual nature and that we are eternal spiritual souls, then the next thing should be,So what are we supposed to do as spiritual souls?
所以呢，当我们意识到我们是灵性的本质，而且呢，当我们意识到我们是灵性的灵魂的时候，那我们需要考虑的下面一件事情就是，那我们需要做什么呢
？Because if you think that the ultimate goal is just to realize that we are eternal and we just there, we just exist, but nothing more than that.
因为你已经意识到了你是永恒的，但是如果永恒的话，那只是存在在那儿，然后只是在那儿，然后就不做什么了吗
？In the material world, we have such a variety of activities and relationships. You know, we are so active, and now we have realized our real identity, and we are just there.
因为在物质世界我们是如此的活跃，我们有各种各样的活动，我们会参与其中，但是当我们意识到我们是永恒的时候，难道我们就只是在那儿待着吗？
The soul by nature is active.
因为灵魂的本质是非常活跃的。
The soul by nature needs loving relationships.
而这灵魂的本质呢，也有爱的关系的需求。
And that's what we see in the material world. Everybody wants some personal loving relationship with others because it's inherent, it's part of ourselves.
因为在物质世界里面，我们也看到这一点，每一个人都追求着和其他人的非常亲近的爱的关系，因为这就是灵魂的本质所在，天生就是这样的。
The problem is that we identify with our material bodies and we see others as material bodies. And so the relationship based on material bodies cannot be satisfying, cannot be completely satisfying because everything is temporary, full of miseries in material situation.
但是问题就在于，由于我们认同于我们自己的物质躯体以及认同于其他人的物质躯体，导致了我们和他人的所建立在物质躯体之间的这种关系是没有办法让我们感到全然的满足的，因为在物质世界的一切都是非常的痛苦。
So then the next question should be, so should what kind of I want to develop now to have relationships with other souls?
所以说呢，当我们意识到我们是灵性的灵魂的时候，那我们下一步就在想，那么作为一个灵性的灵魂，那我需要去做一些什么呢？因为我本来就是非常活跃的，我希望能够和其他的灵性的灵魂也能够建立起很好的爱的关系。
Like in the material world, the first relationship that we have is it with our parents, our mother and father.
比如说，在这个物质世界里面。能够看到我们所建立起的最首先的这个爱的关系就是和我们的父母双亲所建立起来的关系。
So now in spiritual existence, we also want to have a loving relationship with the source of our existence, with the origin of our existence.
所以说呢，在这个物质存在灵性存在的这个状态下，我们也希望能够和我们的源头，使我们存在的这个源头建立起很好的关系。
The Supreme Soul.
就是和至尊的灵魂建立起好亲密的关系。
The supreme cause of all existence.
它是所有的存在的至尊的原因。
So that's why there is a search for that.That supreme personality, that supreme soul.
Sorry, Marsh, I didn't hear the first part.
So there is natural a search, a need to search for that supreme soul, that's the original thing.
Okay, 所以说呢，我们就有一个很自然的需求去寻找这最初的源头，就是所有一切的起因。
And the nature of that supreme soul is that it's full of affection.
而这至尊的灵魂的本性呢，它是充满了无限的情感的。
Because it's that affection that produces ananda, produces bliss.
因为这个情感呢产生了 ananda， 产生了极乐。
We saw in material existence the search for a loving relationships is there because that produces a sense of happiness。
那么在物质世界呢，我们也看到我们会去寻找。我们会去寻找这样的这种情感，因为呢它会让我们感受到快乐。
So now when we find a loving relationship with the Supreme Soul, the cause of our existence, naturally there is this spiritual affection that is full of bliss.
所以说呢，当我们找到了和至尊的源泉一切快乐的起因的之间的这种关系的时候，那我们也就很自然的会变得喜乐起来。
So it's like when the child is born, immediately has no sense of affection for anyone, but gradually because of nearness, because of the contact with the father and mother,is going to develop that affection that is naturally in the soul is going to manifest as in that relationship with the parents. That's the first affection that the child develops.
那就比如说当这个婴儿刚刚出世的时候，他其实是对周遭的一切是没有任何情感的，但是呢就是由于他和他父母亲的非常的近距离的接触，使得他这个灵魂本性上的这种爱就很自然的和他的父母之间建立了起来。
So the same when we come near the Supreme Soul, the Supreme Lord, then naturally that spiritual affection that is within our hearts manifests, automatically manifests.
所以说呢，当我们接近至尊主，接近这至尊的灵魂的时候，由于这种近距离的接触，使得我们内心非常自然的对他的喜爱也就展现了出来。
And in the Lord, because the Lord is full and complete in all different types of affection, we can have all different types of loving relationships with the Lord.
由于主呢，他是完整的，是完全的，而且有各种各样的情感的，所以说呢，我们和他也就能够产生各种各样的情感。
That's why there is many different rasas or different loving exchanges we can have with the Supreme Lord because He is the source of all these affectionate feelings.
而且由于主他是所有的这些情感和感受的源泉，所以呢使得我们有多种多样的程序去和主进行各种各样的情感的交流和培养。
He is the supreme cause of all causes. So he is the cause of everything that exists, is the cause of all different types of loving relationships that exist.
由于呢它是至尊的源泉，它是一切的源头，所以说呢所有的这些情感也都是由它所最初产生的。
So naturally in coming in touch with that supreme personality, that loving personality, we also develop the same type of loving relationships.
所以呢当我们在寻找着至尊充满着爱的至尊人的时候呢，我们也就自然地培养出了和他之间的爱的情感。
Not only with him, because he is the original father, but also with other souls, we are going to develop similar loving feelings with other souls.
而且呢不仅仅是和这位至尊的父亲培养出了爱的情感。而且呢和其他的所有的灵魂也都培养出了爱的情感。
Like in material existence, birth after developing first a relationship with the father and mother, and then as he grows, a child grows and he recognizes the brothers and sisters and then other family members and then other living entities, other human beings, and then that loving propensity expands.
那就好像在物质世界，这个婴儿他首先呢是和父母建立起了爱的关系，之后呢他又认识了他的兄弟姐妹，然后呢其他的这个生物体以及其他的相关的这些人，然后呢和所有的这些人之间的这种爱的关系呢就也不断的扩展而开。
But in a material, in material platform, no matter how all many people we love, you can't even love all humanity, all human beings in the planet still, or all other living entities, but still we are incomplete because that material affection is imperfect, is not complete in material existence.
但是呢，在这个物质世界，无论我们爱多少人，哪怕我们爱全人类，哪怕我们爱所有的生物体，但是呢，就是这种爱它也是不完整的。原因就是由于这个物质世界它本身就是处在一个不完整、不完全的状态。
No loving relationship in this material world is perfect and complete.
那么在这个物质世界的没有任何一种爱的关系是完美的、完全的。
Because that's material nature. Material nature is temporary, full of misery. So relationships are affected by that.
因为物质自然的本性就是短暂的，而且呢是充满痛苦的。所以说呢，这个物质基于物质的关系也就会被这种本性所影响。
But when we are free from material existence, then our potential to love, to show affection.Manifests in unlimited way.
但是当我们摆脱了物质的影响的时候，当我们摆脱了物质存在的影响的时候，那我们的这种爱的展现呢，就会完全的展现开来。
Means our love is full, is complete, is perfect.
也就意味着在这样的状态下，我们的爱变成了完整的以及完美的状态了。
And because now we are living in an eternal atmosphere means that our love is always increasing, always giving us a higher experience of happiness.
而当这会儿由于我们是处在一种永恒的状态，所以这样的爱呢，它总是会不断的生成的，而且呢，总是会给予其他人最高的体验。
It's always expanding.
而且呢，这种爱它是在不断的扩张的、扩展的。
It's always producing a feeling of extraordinary more and more bliss, more and more bliss.
它总是在不断的产生出超凡的、越来越多的极乐的感受。
In material loving relationships, it begins slowly, goes up, it becomes more and more satisfying, and suddenly start going down, and then lose taste.
但是在这个物质的这个情感呢，它的轨迹是这样的，就是它会逐渐的增加，然后变得更多，然后呢，慢慢的就会下降，然后最后就完全没有了。
Eventually.Disappears.
最后呢，就完全的消失了。
But in spiritual loving relationships, it's always increasing.
但是呢，灵性的爱的关系是总是在在增多的，在增强的。
Because the object of our loving relationship is the supreme cause of all causes, the supreme personality of Godhead.
因为在这个爱的关系的中，他的我们爱的这个对象呢是至尊的是这个至尊人，他是一切的产生的原因，他是一切爱的原因。
We are not just searching. Oftentimes we are too much concentrated on just try to get rid of suffering, to be free from suffering, because suffering is very disturbing, and we just want to get rid of suffering.
有的时候呢，我们把我们所有的精力全部都放在了要摆脱痛苦这件事情上，因为痛苦让我们很难受，所以呢，我们就想要赶紧摆脱它。
But that's not the goal of life.
但是这并不是生命的目标。
Because suffering and happiness in the material world come and go like seasons, spring and winter goes. It's always coming and going, coming and going.
因为在这个物质世界的快乐和痛苦就像是季节的变化，它是时来时去的。
Means that any endeavor to achieve material happiness or to get rid of material suffering, it's useless.
也就意味着我们为要得到快乐以及想要摆脱痛苦的所有的这些物质的努力都是无用的。
So it's a useless endeavor.
所以呢，它是一个无用的努力。
Because it doesn't stop.
因为这就是这件事情本身它是不会停止的。
It's just the nature of material existence.
因为它是物质存在的本性所在。
So what you should be looking is for to search for a real loving relationship that is not affected by material existence. 하리보 하리 크리스나 하리 보 Let me know when you are back.Yeah, you are back, huh?
It's me, right?
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, now I can hear you.
It's always you. It's always you.
Yes, it's always me. I'm sorry.
Somebody has to be the scapegoat.
So I didn't hear what you said just now. Could you repeat?
So what we are meant to is to search for that happiness, that loving relationship with the Supreme Absolute Truth, with the Supreme Person.Which is not affected by this material environment.
所以呢，我们需要做的事情呢是寻找着至尊与至尊人以及这个至尊真理之间的快乐。那么这种关系，这种快乐呢，它是不会被物质的存在所影响的。
And to attain that, you don't need to go anywhere.You don't need to go anywhere. You can realize it here and now. Here and now.
而且呢，要找到这份关系，我们并不需要去到任何一个地方。我们其实就是在此时此地就可以觉悟到它。
It's just a change of consciousness.
我们只是需要
practicing.
那也就是这个原因呢，为什么我们要进行习练
？We are practice how to develop a loving relationship with the Lord.
我们在练习着如何和主建立起爱的关系。
The more we give ourselves to that practice, the more we get close to that reality, that spiritual reality.
我们越多的让自己处在这习练之中，我们就越对我们就越接近于这灵性的真理。
So it depends on the intensity, the degree of honesty of our endeavor in this process.
所以呢，这个就取决于我们在这个练习中所走入的深的程度。
The process is there, we have it.
那么这个程序呢就在这儿，我们有这个程序。
We just have to take it seriously.
但是呢，我们需要做的事情呢是认真去做。
And gradually we realize that we are spiritual souls. We realize Brahman, and then gradually we realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of love, full of affection.
那么然后逐渐的话呢，我们就能够意识到有 至尊的灵魂有Brahman， 还有我们逐渐的就意识到了是有 Brahman 有凡的，然后呢是有至尊的灵魂的，然后呢最终我们就能够意识到有至尊主，有这个全然的存在。
So we don't endeavor just to become free from material existence to attain our constitutional position. We endeavor to attain our position as spiritual souls. No, we endeavor to develop a loving relationship with the Supreme Lord.
所以呢，我们的目标不仅仅是要认识到凡，我们的目标不仅仅是要摆脱这物质的存在，然后呢去认知到凡，去认知到超灵，而我们真正的目的呢，是为了要建立起和至尊人之间的爱的关系。
And if you have a loving relationship with the Lord, means it's a very active loving relationship. Means we are very active.
那么这个这种爱的关系呢，也就意味着我们就是当我们真正建立起这种关系的时候，我们也就处在一个爱的活跃的状态之中。
Loving relationship means there is activity. If you love somebody, you have to be active doing something to please that somebody.
那么爱的关系呢？它是活跃的，它是需要去做事情的。那么当你和这个人在，你要去爱他的时候呢，也就意味着你必须要为这个人去做一些事情。
That's why we call loving devotional service.
那么这个也就为什么被称为叫爱的奉献服务。
It's an activity.
所以这是活动。
Whereas those who are just in search of eternity, of eternal existence, impersonalists and Mayavadis and Buddhists, they just want to attain, because they only want to attain their eternal existence, they forsake any activity in this world because they know activities.Is what cuts us into material existence. So they just want to become free from any activity. So they just engage in meditation, trying to realize their real eternal existence.
那么那些这个玛雅瓦迪啊，还有非人格主义者啊，以及像这个佛修佛的人士啊，那么他们就觉得实际上是这个就是这些活动是他们受困在这个物质世界的这个原因，以至于呢他们就不想再从事任何的活动了，他们就只是通过这个冥想的这样的方式使自己达到一个永恒的存在的状态。
Yes, they are right. Material activities are the source.It is what produces karma, and karma binds us to material existence. They are right about that.
那他们理解没错的一点呢，就是我们在这个物质世界的活动呢，是会产生业报，而这种业报呢，是会把我们捆缚在这物质世界之中的。
But because they don't know that the goal is a supreme person.They don't know the goal. The goal is to develop spiritual loving relationships.
但是呢，他们并没有了解我们真正的目标是至尊人，是真正的目标是建立起爱的关系。
Whereas we our goal is to develop loving relationships with the Supreme Lord and other souls. We engage in many, many, many activities, devotional activities, for the pleasure of the Lord.
而我们的目标呢，是为了建立起和至尊主以及和其他的所有的灵魂之间的爱的关系，以至于呢，我们就需要从事很多很多很多的活动，这些爱的奉献服务的这些活动去建立这个关系。
So when we engage in spiritual activities, means our original the original senses of the spiritual soul.Are becoming active. They are becoming free from the covering of the material senses.
而当我们去从事这些活动的时候，就使得我们的灵性的灵魂的这些感官们都被唤醒了，而且呢，就这些感官也就不再会被物质的感官所覆盖了。
When we are in material consciousness, we identify with the bodies, and we use the body, means we use the senses to engage in activities, and these interact with material, they are part of material energy, they produce karma, they produce reactions.
而当我们被这个物质的感官所遮盖，而且我们就是当我们这个认同于我们的这个躯体，并且呢用我们的这些物质的感官去从事各种活动的时候，这会儿就会由于这些物质的活动而产生业报。
And this is the source of our entanglement.
而这就是我们被捆缚于其中的原因。
But when we engage in pure devotional activities to satisfy the Lord, then our spiritual senses are active, not the material senses. The material senses are just used as instruments, not more than that.
而当我们在为了取悦主而从事各种活动的时候，我们此时所调动起来的就是我们灵性的感官。此时已经不是物质的感官了，而这物质的感官它在进行活动的时候只不过是被当成一个工具。
In devotional activities, the material senses acquire.
当这些物质的感官在从事灵性的活动的时候，那它也就得到了灵性的这个本质了，灵性的本性了。
That's why everything material that we use in Krishna's service, we consider it spiritual.
所以说呢，一切用于 Krishna 的服务的事物，我们都把它们认为是灵性化的。
It means spiritualized, spiritual-like.
也就意味着它们是灵性化的。
Like you have a metal bar that you put in prolonged contact with the fire, that bar, the iron bar, manifests the qualities of the fire, heat and light.
也就比如我们把一个铁棒放到这个火里进行这个灼烧一段时间之后呢，那么这个铁棒它也就得到了火的同样的这种性质，也就意味它变发热了，也发光了。
Yeah, is it a metal bar? Is it an iron bar?
那么这是不是一个铁棒呢？是一个金属棒呢
？It looks like.
那它依然看着还像是一个铁棒。
But when it acts like fire.
但是呢，它已经像火一样的在活动了。
It has all the properties of the fire.
因为呢，它已经就是的。
In contact with devotional activities, and become spiritualized.
所以说呢，就当我们的这个物质的感官去从事灵性的活动的时候，这些物质的感官它也变得灵性化了。
Means that the activities that we are performing using this material sense, so-called material senses, these activities do not produce karma anymore.
也就是意味着当我们的这些物质的感官再去从事这些灵性的活动的时候，它也就不会再。
Because now it's our spiritualized senses.
因为呢，
using our spiritualized,
我们的灵性化的感官
is all activities for the pleasure of the Lord.
而且呢，所从事的所有的活动呢，都是为了要让主开心而从事的活动。
Externally, to the eyes of others, it seems that we are using the same senses and we are manipulating material energies like anybody else. But we know it's totally different. The senses are spiritualized and matter is totally engaged in the service of the Lord.
在外在从外在来看，别人看见的是我们用同样的感官在利用同样的物质能量在做同样的事情，但其实呢是完全不一样的。因为呢就是所有的这些物质的事物全部都在从事灵性化的活动，所以呢全部都变得灵性化了。
So our activities are spiritual, are free from karma.
所以说呢这样也就意味着我们的这些活动呢都是灵性化的活动，而且呢是摆脱了业报的束缚的。
Material energy is also the Lord's energy.
物质的能量也是主的能量。
The Lord can transform his material energy into spiritual energy.
主可以把他的物质能量转化成灵性能量。
Anything that comes directly in touch with the Supreme Lord in a process of service, it becomes spiritual.
任何indirectly,
everything that
okay,
comes directly in contact with the Lord in service, that but because of that direct contact through service, that everything becomes spiritual.
那么所有的一切由于通过对主的服务而与主的直接的这种连接，都会变得灵性化了。
Because the Lord has no direct contact with material energy.
因为主呢，它和物质能量本来就没有直接的联系。
That means when material energy comes in contact with the Lord, that material energy becomes spiritual, like the iron bar in contact with the fire becomes like fire.
那也就意味着物质能量当它和主连接的时候，这个能量就转化成了灵性化的能量。也就好像是这个铁棒当它被投入火中的时候呢，它所展现出来的就是火的真相。
That's why in our process we are not afraid of using all our senses, use our mind, our material mind, material intelligence, material sense. We engage everything in devotional service to the Lord for the pleasure of the Lord, and all these things become spiritualized and we become free from material existence.
那也就意味着当在我们在从事我们的程序的活动中的时候呢，我们就不惧怕把所有的这些物质的事物，比如说我们物质的感官、物质智性、物质的心意全部都用在对主的奉献服务之中，因为在这么做的时候呢，所有的这一切都变得灵性化了。
Until the day that we leave behind this body, because this body is madeof energy that eventually disintegrates, so we give up our bodies and phenomenal what you call death of the body, and we go in our original form we continue in our original form serving the Supreme Lord.
那么直到我们来到这个就是身体最后就是因为就 OK， 我们就说这个当这个身体最后死了
eventually we discard our material bodies because it's made of material energy
and
we continue serving the Supreme Lord in our original spiritual form.
Yeah, Ashu, I heard you, but I'm just trying to forming my words
okay.
对不起啊，我你稍微想一想刚才阿叔这些话怎么用中文把它很好的原汁原味的表达出来，就是说就是最终当我们要弃离这具躯体的时候，由于这个躯体呢它是由所有的这个物质构成的，所以呢它最终会有一个土崩瓦解的时候，所以呢当我们最终离开了这具躯体，我们会来到我们最原初的永恒的这种这个形态下，那么在这样的这种形态下呢，我们依然做的事情呢是继续去服务至尊主。
And you see when the devotee has been always engaged in devotional service, we respect his body that died. We respect, like for a pure devotee, we put in samadhi, we still honor that body because it's the body that was engaged in devotional in pure devotional service by that particular saintly devotee.
而且我们就会看到有的时候呢，就是一生都用他的物质的躯体在从事奉献服务的圣洁之事呢， 我们会保留他的躯体，然后呢把他的躯体给放置在萨玛迪之中，然后呢去崇拜他的这具躯体。原因就是由于这具躯体始终都被奉献于对主的服务之中。阿叔。
Know that that body is made of material energy, but now that body has become spiritualized because of being in constant contact of devotional service to the Lord.
那么这具躯体呢，它是虽然是由物质能量所构成的，但是呢，由于这具躯体始终都在用于对主的奉献服务之中，所以呢，这具躯体已经变得完全的灵性化了。
So that's why the process of the devotees is totally different from the process followed by impersonalists and Buddhists, because we engage our senses, we engage our mind, we engage our intelligence, we engage everything in a service of God, because we know that the absolute is a person, is not justNothing is not just eternal existence, but it's more. It's activity, eternal activity.
所以说呢，我们可以看到这个奉献者，他和他所从事的这个活动和程序呢，和这个假象宗和这个非人格主义者以及和这个修佛的人士，他们所从事的这个程序是不一样的。因为奉献者他知道，就是不仅仅是一个永恒的存在。而是比这个要有更高的地方，就是意识到主他是一个人，所以说呢，是会把他所会调用他所有的这个感官、智性、心意，所有的一切全部都会在全然的努力的状态下为主去做奉献服务的。
So our process it's easier in one sense.
所以从某种意义上来说呢，我们的程序呢要更容易一些。
We don't even need to give up our present situation. We can practice here and now.
我们甚至于不需要放弃我们此时所处在的状态，我们可以此时就开始进行练习。
We don't need to forsake our families and live in a monastery or in the mountains.
我们不需要放弃我们的家庭，然后呢，居住在修院里面，或者是跑到深山里面去进行修行。
We don't even need to give up our jobs.
我们甚至于不需要放弃我们的工作。
We don't need to give up the people we love.
我们也不需要放弃我们所爱的人。
We just act with the understanding that everything should be done for the pleasure of the Lord.
但我们只需要去理解我们所做的一切的事情都是应该为了让至尊主高兴而做。
We act with the understanding that we are Brahman, we are spiritual.
那我们已经有了我们是 Brahman, 我们是灵性的这样的理解。
So when the devotees are acting in this way very seriously, very dedicated, engaged in devotional service,They have already attained Brahman. They already have achieved spiritual liberation from material existence.
所以说呢，当一个奉献者他以这样的理解来进行全然的奉献和努力的时候呢，他就已经达到了 Brahman 的层面，就已经达到了他是灵性的认知的层面。
For the others, the goal is liberation. For the devotees, liberation comes on its way while we practice devotional service. It comes automatically.
那作为奉献者，当他在进行奉献服务的修习的时候呢，这个解脱是自动到来的。
Because by engaging devotional service, we are gradually freeing us from material existence.
因为通过修习奉献服务，我们就慢慢的从物质的存在中解脱出来。
And when the time of death comes, we just transfer our, we are transferred to the spiritual world to continue our loving service to the Lord.
而当我们来到这个死亡之时的时候呢，我们也就被转化成了这个灵性的身份，并且到这个灵性世界去继续从事着对主的奉献服务。
So this is the glory a pure devotional service, bhakti yoga.
但是这个呢是纯粹的奉献服务的荣耀所在，是 bhakti yoga 的光荣之在。
Okay, we already went over time. Any question or comment?
Okay, 那我们课呢讲的超时了，看看大家有没有任何的问题。Ashu, there was a question from previous, well, there were some questions from this week, but we also have one question from previous week related with book reading. Which one do you feel like to answer first?
Okay, you just give me the previous one. It's just one, no?
Yeah, just the one. Okay, 首先呢，就是上周有一个问题是由 Ramananda Prabhu 所问的问题。他的问题呢，就是因为在阅读的时候习惯性的会在这个书上留下痕迹，因为如果是不在书上做标记的话呢，可能就不容易让自己变得很专注。所以请问阿叔这样的问题怎么个解决？因为这样好像对这个书不太尊敬了。阿叔 Ramananda Prabhu's question is that while he is reading, he always have a kind of habit to leave marks on the pages, and that help him to really concentrate about the meaning.And also with attentive reading. But it seems that that is not a very respected way to treat the book, because the book itself is the Lord himself. So he wants to ask you what's the solution for this type of reading habit. Thank you.
You can put sticker.
Sticker.
He can use a sticker can put it can be removed.
Oh, okay. 阿叔说就是您可以用那种就是小的纸贴，就是当您在读书的时候呢，您可以用一个这个小纸条，然后在您要想做标记的那个地方来进行标记。
The sticker can be applied as a particular sticker that can be applied on paper and you can remove without creating any harm to the paper.
Yeah. 就是这种小的这种纸贴，当您贴到这个书上记了标记之后呢，然后您最后还可以把它给摘下来，摘下来以后呢，对这个书本身也没有任何的影响。Yeah, I know,
okay,
because, before I also had that kind of habit for myself, but I try to force myself. Because, you know, while I'm reading this line, I just automatically want to undermark it or make a cross, put some underlines and check on that. That is a little bit hard
for the
sticker.
You can put stickers everywhere with notes, with notes in.
OK, 阿叔就说那尽就养成这个就是用这个记事贴去在书上做标记的这样的习惯，然后之后呢把这个贴给拿走了就好了。OK, 阿叔 so we started the question from this week. Sumuki Radha Mataji's question, 感恩亲爱的阿叔的精彩讲课和 Danakeli Mataji 的翻译，请问认识神的第一个阶段是凡的觉悟。而很多宗教信仰的最终目标才是达到凡的境界。如果前面的信仰还没有完全就觉悟了，接触了奉感瑜伽，我们也是需要走过之前的没有走完的觉悟凡的过程吗？在奉感瑜伽的程序中是怎样去觉悟的呢？ Ashu, thank you very much for your beautiful lecture. Because in our verse of today is talking about the very first stage is to realize Brahman, in this way to go forward to actually know the Lord. But many religious teachings, the Brahman realization is the final stage. But my question is that if we haven't reallygot to realize the Brahman, then we get in touch with Bhakti Yoga. Sorry. I think her question is that if the other religious practitioners, if they happen to realize the Brahman, then they get in touch with the Bhakti Yoga. Then do they still need to finish the process for the previous stage and then reach the Bhagwan, or just go ahead to realize the together realization in the process of bhakti yoga. I'm sorry.
Well, if you want to get to 100 renminbi, 50 renminbi, 10 renminbi is already included. If you get 100 renminbi,
So
if you realize come in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is the top, the ultimate aspect of the Absolute Truth, the other aspects are already included, so you don't need to endeavor for them.
所以呢，如果你要是想要这个朝着觉悟至尊主八个万的这个方向去努力的话，如果你已经意识到了他的这个方面的话，因为这是他的最完整的那个方面，那也就意味着其他的那些。
Like we said during the class, that by engaging in devotional service, Brahman is a liberation, is automatically comes automatically.
就像刚才我们在课中讲的，当我们在从事奉献服务的时候 ，Brahman 的觉悟它其实是自动就生成了，自动就会来的。嗯。
We don't need to endeavor separately, because in each aspect of the three aspects of the Absolute Truth, the previous one is included. Like in Brahman is just eternity, in Paramatma there is eternity and knowledge, and in Bhagavan, the supreme personality of Godhead, there is ananda, there is happiness, bliss, but is also knowledge and eternity. What is in the other stages is included in the last stage.
那所以呢，我们就要知道，就是这个绝对的这个真理呢，它有三个方面。那首先呢，第一个方面是 Brahman，Brahman呢它是永恒，然后呢是至尊灵魂，那么至尊灵魂呢它是永恒加上知识，然后之后呢是八个万，那八个万呢它是永恒知识，然后再加上永恒的极乐。 所以呢，就是在最后这一个方面的时候呢，已经包括了前面的两个方面了。
Okay, next question.
Then the second part of her question, she said that if in the process of bhakti yoga, how can we actually get the realization?
Yeah, it comes automatically. We become attached to Krishna. And we, as we become more and more attached to Krishna, we become free from material entanglement. We become free from material miseries and material happiness. We become free from that.
所以呢，就是在从事奉爱服务的这个程序的过程中，我们就自动的得到了觉悟，我们就会越来越依附 Krishna。当我们越来越依附 Krishna 的时候，这些物质痛苦的存在就不在了。
So even if you have not attained 100% of perfection by the mercy of Guru, we can still go to the spiritual world and become completely perfect.
就即便是我们没有达到完全的完美，但是在Guru的仁慈之下，我们依然可以去到灵性世界，并得到完全的完美。Next,
still from Sumukirtan.
Yes, Maji said that 爱的活动，我们和家人朋友之间的爱是没有真爱，还是只是短暂的爱？经典中说物质世界的爱只是色欲，怎么理解呢？ The loving activities among ourselves with our family and friends are not the true love, or they are only the temporary love. In the sastra, it said that The love in the material world is only the lust. What is the right way to perceive it?
Lust means a loving relationship where we try to just where the goal is to enjoy ourselves. It's a selfish centered enjoyment.
那么这个色欲的意思呢，也就是我们所从事的这个爱的活动，其实是为了我们自己的享乐而去从事的，所以呢，它是以自我为中心的一种活动的展现。
It's based on selfishness.
所以呢，它是基于自私的。
I love this child because it's my child.
我喜欢这个孩子，因为他是我的孩子。
It's connected with my body.
他是和我的躯体相连接在一起的。
But I don't care so much for other children.
但是其他的孩子我就不管了。
Okay, it's natural that we love our child. It's correct. We should. But we should also love other children.
当然了，就是我们很自然的会爱我们的孩子，这是很正确的，而且是我们也应该去爱我们的孩子。但是与此同时呢，我们应该爱其他的孩子。
So in lust, lust is selfish because we think about own personal interest, which is considered self-centered, or the interest of those who are connected with me, which is called self-extended, but is always selfishness.
但是这个色欲呢，因为它全部都是基于和我自己的这个利益相关的所有的这些事物，所以呢，它是自私自利的，还有呢，就是基于和我的延展相关的这些事物，我也会可能感兴趣，但是它依然也是自私的。
So in love, in selfless love, we think of pleasing the Supreme Lord.And we please this child that I consider myself, I please this child because this child is a devotee of Krishna that is put, it has been put under my care. So because it's under my care and is an innocent child, I should train this child to always engage in the service of the Lord.
但是呢，在这个无私的爱的这个状态下呢，也就意味着我是爱主的，那么我也会爱这个孩子。我为什么会爱这个孩子呢？因为我把这个孩子看成是主的一位奉献者，所以我会爱他。然后呢，就是因为他是主的奉献者，所以我要无微不至的照顾他，而且要确认他总是能够去从事对主的奉献服务。
So that's the difference. Is a consciousness. The difference is in the consciousness.
所以说呢，这个是区别所在，这个是在意识中的区别。
I love this person because this person is individual soul, eternal servant of the Lord. That's why I should love all living entities because they are all individual souls, servants of the Lord.
那我爱这个人的原因呢，他是一个个体灵魂，他是主的仆人，所以说呢，我就。因为而且呢，他是在给主做奉献服务，所以我应该爱他。而且呢，我是应该爱所有的人的，因为所有的人他都是主的灵魂，都是和主相连接的个体灵魂。
Next question.
The next question is from Yamuna Tira Mataji. 顶拜 Guru, 顶拜亲爱的翻译，顶拜您。请问一，在五百年前奉爱服务的主要程序是什么呢？尔朱呢，那时通过什么程序达到完美的呢？She has two part of the question. The first one is that firstly, please accept my very very humble obeisances to you. And my question is that around 500 years ago, what's the major process for the devotional service?And also, what's the process for Arjuna to attain his perfection?
The same. Engage the senses, engage everything in activities for the pleasure of the Lord.
是同样的，也就是说呢， 把自己的活动和自己的感官全部都致力于对处的活动之中。
Mm, engage our tongue to vibrate the glories and the name of the Lord and to take prasad, engage our senses in practical activities for the pleasure of the Lord.
用我们的舌头去弹出对关于主的荣耀的震动，然后用我们的舌头去品尝 prasad, 然后用我们所有的感官的去从事所有的让主开心的活动。
Arjuna engaged his senses in fighting that war for the pleasure of the Lord.
那主呢就是尔朱呢就是为了要让主开心，所以说呢让他所有的感官全部都调动起来去参与那场战争。
Devotional service means to engage in activities that are favorable for the pleasure of the Lord.
那奉献服务也就意味着使我们的所有的感官都去从事有利于让主开心的活动。
Without any material motivation.
但是没有任何的物质的动机。
This is what is pure devotional service, and has always been like that.
那么这个呢，就是纯粹的奉献服务，而且呢，总是这样的。
In other ages, men may be more stressed on deity worship or other activities. In Kali Yuga, the more stress is given to the chanting of the holy names. The item of chanting the holy names is the one with more prominent.
在其他的年代呢，可能更强调要做一些其他的活动啊，比如说像是神像崇拜等等。但是在这个卡利年代呢，强调的就是唱诵主的圣名的荣耀，而且呢这个活动会变得越来越重要。
But the process is the same, is to engage our senses, our mind, our intelligence, everything, engage everything in activities for the pleasure of the Lord.
但是程序却是一样的，就是把我们的感官、心意和智性以及所有的一切全部都致力在对主的奉献服务之中。
Because devotional service is the eternal activity of the individual soul.
因为呢，奉献服务是个体灵魂的永恒的服务，永恒的活动。
This is based on our loving relationship with Krishna. We serve him.
因为呢，基于我们和 Krishna 的爱的关系，导致了我们就是要服务他。
Next question.
Yeah, the second part from Yamuna Tira Mataji is that 薄伽梵歌早于瑜伽经。薄伽梵歌已经在强调通过奉爱服务觉悟自我。为什么还有瑜伽士要选择八步瑜伽这种更难的程序呢 ？Because Bhagavad Gita is earlier existence than the Yoga Sutra, and in the Bhagavad Gita is already stressed for the way to go through the devotional service to realize, to get the self-realization. So why the yogis still choose the Ashtanga Yoga way, which is a more hard way, a hard process,to get the self-realization.
Because they don't have a clear understanding of bhakti. Bhakti is not something that comes by reading books. Bhakti, engagement in bhakti comes by the contact with the bhakta, with the devotee. That's how this process of bhakti is received.
因为呢，他们没有非常清晰的理解 Bhakti 的深意所在。那么这个 Bhakti 要获得 Bhakti 并不仅仅是通过阅读诗集而得到，那么阅读书籍而得到。那么这个 Bhakti 呢，是要通过和 Bhakta， 也就是和主的奉献者相接触而得到的。
It's a special mercy of the Lord and can only be distributed through his devotees.
那么所以呢，这个 Bhakti 呢，它是主的特别的仁慈，而这种特别的仁慈呢，只有通过奉献者才可以得到。
Next.
Yeah, next from Ananda Mataji. She's asking, what's the meaning of activity? And also, if the chanting is accounting as the activity.
Yes. Activity with the senses, activity with the tongue vibrates. Taking prasad is also an activity because the tongue, one of the activities of the tongue is to relish food.
那比如说我们的这个感官的活动，舌头的活动，比如说来这个用舌头来念动，来弹动这个圣名的声音，以及用舌头去品尝菩萨的这些食物，全部都是属于活动。
So activity of the tongue, activity of the ears, activity of the nose, activity of touch. So all the different senses are engaged in activities, are active, interacting with the object of the senses.
那比如说我们的这个眼睛、鼻子、嘴巴，还有舌头，还有耳朵，还有触碰，所有的这些的活动，它都是在和这个感官的这个对象相接触之后所产生，就是都在进行着活动。
In bhakti, the objective of our service is Krishna.
而在 bhakti 之中呢，我们的活动的对象就是对 Krishna 的服务。
Next.
The next is from Dinatarini Mataji. Hare Krishna, 顶拜阿树的莲花族，感谢翻译和主播。博家梵歌第一章第十五十节要旨里帕帕德说，主基于所有生物心中指导着生物的感官，主根据生物的臣服程度而给予指导。对于这一位纯粹奉献者来说，主直接控制他的感官。那么对于没有达到纯粹奉献者的纯粹层面的奉献者，主是给予怎样的指导呢？谢谢。Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet and thanks for the translator and the host. In the purport of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 1, verse number 15, Srila Prabhupada said that the Lord is sitting in the heart of the living entities in this way to guide the senses of the living entities. And also, the Lord, based on the degree of the surrender, to provide the guidance to the living entity. For a pure devotee, the Lord is directly guide his sense. So my question is that for a devotee who is not reached to the pure level yet, what kind of guidance the Lord give it to him?
If he is not pure yet, means he is engaged in practical service. So sometimes he may be seriously engaged, sometimes he may be engaged in still material activities because he's not completely surrendered.
那如果他还没有达到纯粹的这个层面，也就意味着他还在从事一些这个物质的活动，那他也许可能会这个从事对主的奉献服务，但他有的时候呢也会去从事一些物质的活动，而且呢他此时这种状态还是处于不是很臣服的状态。
So if the devotee is totally surrendered to the Lord, then the Lord totally controls his senses.
那么当一位奉献者完全的臣服于主的时候呢，主就会完全的去控制他的感官。
In the case of Arjuna, Arjuna was fighting because he could be a winner because Krishna was directing his senses.
那比如说像 Arjuna, 他之所以能够打赢这场仗的原因呢，是由于主 Krishna 在指导着他的感官。
Krishna is the cause, the origin of everything, is the origin of all our senses.
那么因为 Krishna 他是万源之源，所以呢他也是我们感官的最初的源泉。
So the more we use our senses in Krishna's service, the more Krishna is in, controls our senses. And we don't do mistakes, we become entangled in material karma.
所以呢我们越多的用我们的感官去从事奉献服务，那么也就越能够使 Krishna 更多的去控制我们的感官。那这样的话呢，我们在从事活动的时候呢，就不会出错，然后我们也就不会在业报的捆缚之中了。
Okay, the last one.
The last one is from Yamuna Tiramataji Dingbai Guru Dingbai Fan Yi. 国家梵歌原意 6.44 中要旨中明确地说明了 Haridas Thakur 每天念诵的圣名是30万遍，而且是我们现在念的这个曼陀罗。那么一天只有86400秒，怎么可以念诵到30万遍呢？感恩您，感恩咕噜和翻译。Please accept my very humble obeisances. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, verse number 44, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada very clearly said that Haridas Thakur chant the holy name 300,000 times a day. He's chanting the same mantra what we are chanting today. However, every day there was only 86,400 seconds. How is possible for him to utter 300,000 times of the holy name? Thank you very much.
Yeah. It takes almost a whole day.
基本上一整天的时间才能完这么背诵。
It chants very fast.
而且呢，他毫无疑问是念得很快。
But you calculate how many rounds it makes 300 names, and it can be feasible, can be done. But it will take all day long.
但如果你要是这个用就是把这个三十万遍的这个圣名，然后去除以这个时间的话呢，其实这是可行的，就是在这一天中是有可能念完这三十万遍的。但是呢，基本上这一天就都在干这件事儿。
And that's what he was doing. He was practically doing nothing else.
而且呢，这也就是他所做的事情。他其实也没有在做其他的事情。
Eating very little, sleeping very little, or not sleeping.
他呢吃的很少，他睡的也很少，他基本上或者就不吃不睡。
Okay, next question.
Sorry, Ashu, continue question for this one. I just want to clarify one thing. Because Haridas Thakur, in his younger age, he's also got preaching. He preached out with Lord Nityananda. So when he started to chant this many rounds, is in the later part of his year or
no, 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 he was already chanting even when he was preaching, but anytime he was walking, he was chanting.
Oh, okay. 对不起啊，我又这个请阿叔进一步澄清了一个问题，就是因为 Haridas Thakur 他之前他也会出去和主尼天丹的跑步一起传教什么之类的，所以我就请问阿叔 Haridas Thakur 他是从什么时候开始念诵这么多遍的。阿叔说呢 ，Haridas Thakur 一直都在念这么多遍，但是呢，他无时无刻都在念。他比如他出去在传教的过程中，他走在路上，他也都一直会在念。
Always chanting.
So, yeah, 他总是在一直不断的在念。So the next question is from Radha Ananda Mataji. Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜敬爱的阿叔，请问根据主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的使命，念诵圣名是没有条件限制的，但唱诵圣名十项冒犯看似有条件限制，如何理解这看似有矛盾的问题呢？ Hare Krishna, please accept my very very humble obeisances to you. My question is that according to the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was no harsh rules for chanting the holy name. However, we do have the 10 offenses to avoid from chanting the holy name. So this looked a little bit contradicted to each other. Could you explain?
No, he says no hard and fast rules. So you have to take care of the offenses, that's all.
说是就是念诵圣名没有硬性的条件，但是呢但是不要冒犯的念，就这样简单。
You don't need to change your occupation, you don't need to give up your family, you don't need to go to another country, you don't need to go to the mountains, you don't need to stop eating and stop breathing and do all these things that the yogis do, any other process, you know, so difficult, so fastidious, very hard rules, very austere rules. We don't need our lifestyle. lifestyle of a devotee is very, very, very nice. We still sleep, we still eat, and we still go around with other people, and we still maybe have a work, but we can chant Hare Krishna, and if you avoid the offenses, our hearts become purified, and we attain pure devotional service.
那么这里面说的是没有硬性的规则，是指的是我们不需要改变我们现在的职业，不需要改变我们现在的状态，也不需要离家出走，不需要到深山里面去，不需要到其他的国家去做这件事情。那么比如说像这个瑜伽师他们的这种修行呢，是需要经过很痛苦的这种，就是很苦行的这种状态，而且呢是需要改变很多你现在这种状态的。但是呢，作为奉献者来说呢，我们是有很好的这种生活方式，我们依然可以吃睡，然后呢也可以过正常的这种生活。但是唯一需要做的事情呢，就是要念诵圣名。但是在念诵圣名的时候呢，又在不在冒犯的这种状态下去念诵圣名，这是他的意思。
Something has to be there, otherwise.How can we change? So some rules have to be there. We have to change in a proper way, the proper attitude, and that's what the offenses guide us. If you avoid the offenses, means you're going to develop the proper attitude, the proper respect to the holy name.
但是呢，我们在念诵圣名的时候呢，总是还是要遵循一些原则的。否则的话呢，我们怎么能够得到相应的变化和改变呢？那么这个十相冒犯呢，它其实就是来指导我们如何去正确的去念诵圣名，然后这样呢才能够使我们的内心发生转变。
It's all meant to help us to chant in a proper attitude, in a proper respect. It's all meant for that.
那么它的存在的目的呢，是为了要帮助我们知道我们
在。The offenses.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Avoiding the offenses means.
Oh, okay, 就是这些十项冒犯的意思呢，是在于能够帮助我们sorry, I forgot.
Develop the right attitude, the right respect for the holy name.
Okay, yeah. 就是说我们这个没有这个冒犯的去念诵这十项冒犯的这个条例，在这儿呢是为了要帮助我们能够建立起正确的心态，正确的对圣名的尊敬之情，然后以这样的一种心态去念诵。
Next question.
The next question from Free and Easy Mataji. 感恩阿叔。那在您讲课中也先讲的，我们是灵魂，不是躯体，这不是凡觉。知觉到灵魂，感恩您。In your lecture, you said that we are not the body, but we are the spiritual soul. So isn't this the sense of Brahman? Because this is about to realize the soul. Thank you.
Yeah, it is. That's what I mentioned that.So to understand and realize that we are spiritual soul, this is already Brahman. So, but we don't stop there. We know we are individual souls, we engage in the service of the Supreme Soul. We are active. So we are not just stopping in the realization of Brahman. We go further in developing a loving relationship with the Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Person.
那对，我刚才的确提到了这一点，就是我们意识到了我们不是躯体，我们是灵魂，那么这已经是凡觉，但是呢这并不是我们的目标，也就是说我们并不会在这止滞不前了，我们要做的事情呢是要觉悟到至尊凡，并且呢我们要为这个至尊凡做爱心的奉献服务，然后这个我们的目标。
Jai, thank you very much for your questions.
非常感谢大家的问题。
Thank you everybody else for listening.
也非常感谢大家的聆听。
A special thank you to Sumukhi Radha and Dana Kelly Mataji for allowing us to be together for this period of time.
而且非常的感谢 Sumuki Radha Mataji 还有 Dana Kelly 能够允许我们在这个时间段以这样的方式相聚。
Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari 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 Bo.
阿叔 sorry. Before you go, there is one more question here. Do you feel like to answer it? 阿叔 is still there?对不起大家，那阿南达妈就不好意思啊，您的这个问题问的晚了，阿叔已经不在线了，那我们就留到下一个星期再解答。那非常的感谢大家的聆听，今天我们的早课呢就到此结束了，非常非常感恩 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 阿叔的精彩的讲述以及对问题的耐心的解答，也非常的感谢 Sumuki Mataji 为我们安排的这个平台，非常感恩所有的奉献者，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美好的安全的温暖的周日。 Hare Krishna。